what sort of seafood and fish did you get around here? Can you just give me kind of a quick rundown about that?
The what?
Seafood and fish you got around here.
Shrimp.
Seafood?
Uh-huh.
Well, we have mostly all kinds of fish down here. We got in the fish line, we got the catfish. We had the garfish, they call them. We got the gasbagoo. We call the gasbagoo, it's a scale fish. You had the carp, the buffalo, they call them. And then you had the mud cat, they call them. It's a catfish, but it's a yellow cat, you know. It's yellow. Mm-hmm. And they have all kinds of other little, what they call the hardhead, and they have the hundreds of different kinds of different. You got the different kinds of perch, mm-hmm. You know, different size, different kind.
What do you get in the way of from out of the sea?
Out of sea?
Yeah,
the
seafood.
Well, seafood up in there, we got the shrimp, crab, oysters, redfish.
Yeah.
And they had the
crawfish.
We had the no crawfish is over here.
Them here.
Crawfish is over here. Crawfish, yeah, and crab is come out of these woods, yeah. And
around a pond, what would you hear at night? You know, what sort of animals croaking in this one?
At night, around a pond, what you move, you hear frogs. All kind of frogs singing.
Different types of them?
Different kind of frogs. Big frogs, little frogs, all kinds of different songs. Different tune, you know what I mean? Little frog got a little song one way, crap, 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 and the other, he got a different noise he makes, and the big bullfrog, we call it, one that is so much after that. Him, he sounds like a man blowing a horn all the time. He's loud.
What about the one that was in your garden all the time?
Well, that's the little toad frog.
Okay, and then you see the ones that come out after a rain?
Yeah. That's what we call the toad frog. We got them in around the yard on the east of these. They hide under the steps somewhere, you know. They find a hole to get in out of the way under the house somewhere, you know, them little toad frogs. They are. And toad frog feeds on all kinds of bugs, worms, and things like that, roaches. I seen that the other night back there. There was one at the foot of that pecan tree of mine. He had one of the big black roaches in his mouth. I didn't think there was this fool catching roaches, but he had one. And he's right at the foot of the tree there. He hide there somewhere. But they feed on all kinds of worms, all kinds of stuff that comes out at night.
What do you fish with when you go fishing?
Well, it all depends what you're going to fish. You just use all kinds of different baits. You can use an artificial bait, and you can use worms, you know.
You use little fish?
Little fish. You can use a smaller fish if you've got it. And
that's a what?
any kind of little fish that the minnows, they call, you know. Little smaller fish that passes along the bank. You fish with that.
Now, do you eat turtles? Do you ever eat them?
Turtle?
Yeah. Different types of animals.
Been a long time since I ate turtle, though. It's been a long time. We used to eat turtle. We had plenty of turtles. We used to, every now and then, I'd bring a turtle home down here and work it up, have a turtle sauce pecan.
They don't eat frogs.
How do you make sauce pecan? Did you ever make it?
You don't know how to cook.
You don't? She does it, huh?
Not me. They wouldn't know how to make it up, you know. They have kind of hot stuff, you know, and make gravy and all your stuff, put it together, and then you got to put, if you want a sauce pecan, you got to put some pepper in it. That's why they call it a sauce pecan, because you got to put plenty of pepper if you like pepper. If you don't like pepper, you don't eat sauce pecan.